This is not a pretty picture, and that is certainly an understatement regarding health care and costs. Give you the calendar aspect first. Enrollment is underway. Goes until January 31st of 2026. For coverage beginning January 1st, you have to select a plan by December 31st of this year. Now, here's a breakdown with the expiration of federal health insurance subsidies. Here's a breakdown of how the costs are looking. An average of 16.6% increase in premiums for 2026. That's across the individual market, both on and off exchange plans. The expiration of enhanced premium tax credits at the end of this year. That will compound the rate hikes, winding up with an average cost increase of nearly 175% for people who enroll. We have more than 466,000 New Jersey residents who currently get enhanced financial help. That should get covered in New Jersey. That represents 91% of all enrollees. We have a record 513,217 New Jersey residents who are in a plan through Get Covered New Jersey. That was for 2025. That marks a 108% increase when the state launched the marketplace back in 2020. And an analysis finds that the expiration of enhanced tax credits and federally imposed changes to the program, that will result in nearly 60,000 New Jersey residents enrolled in the state marketplace to lose any federal financial help. If tax credits are not extended, New Jersey is going to wind up losing more than $500 million in direct support to residents for health care coverage. This is based on the initial analysis by the State Department of Banking and Insurance. This was back in May. They came out with these numbers. The average New Jersey resident receiving tax credits would see their costs go up by 110%, with costs increasing by $1,260 per person per year on the average. Largest increases would be for those nearing the age of Medicare eligibility, an average of $4,869 per person if the expanded tax credits expire. Mentioned Get Covered New Jersey, that's the go-to here in the state. State officials are saying the program offers free support from professionals. You can find some help, some guidance, so you don't bail on any kind of health coverage and try to go without. Also, at the final rates for the individual market, on exchange, off exchange, AmeriHealth, they're increasing by 15.5%. Policies with Horizon Plus up 18.1%. Oscar Policies up 4.6%. United Healthcare up 18.4%. Ambetter from WellCare of New Jersey will be increasing rates by 17.1%. So taking all that into context, keep in mind that it was Donald Trump and the Republicans in Congress who failed to see health care as a priority during the government shutdown while they used people going hungry as hostages.